On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. Light it.
I love it.
How are we doing?
Man, we're fantastic. I am, you know, all I have is this can of beer, this microphone, and the truth.
Wow.
The rest is up to you, my friend.
Sweet. Today, we're trying something new. The Highlands Brew Company out of Haliburton, Ontario. It's local to where I like to summer, you see.
Oh, look at that guy. Uppity. That's a douche move right there.
Absolutely. Called Highlands Scottish Ale. Have you had a sip yet?
I haven't.
I'm sipping it right now.
Yeah.
I'm underwhelmed.
Yep. Much like you, good listener.
With the intro to this show.
Yeah. It's all right. That's about it, though.
Okay, and I'm going to give it a bit more here, but
yeah, for sure.
I'm looking for, often with Scottish ales, right, they have a little bit more of that sort of, it's often, it's escaping me, but
okay.
It's a little more, I know you don't like to use the word cloying.
Just not sure it's a word.
And every time you do that, it shows your lack of vocabulary.
It's kind of my thing now.
Okay. But yeah, it's got a bit more of that sort of caramel, toffee kind of thing off the hop. Most of your Scottish ales, I'm not detecting any of that. To me, this may be an iced tea. I'm not entirely sure. It's
a Scottish ale out of Haliburton, Ontario. So
sorry about that, Highlander.
Speaking of breweries, we have later this week our CFL preview show coming up. More likely our Red Blacks preview show is probably where we'll spend most of our focus. That's with the voice of our nation, AJ Jakubek, TSN 1200. That show presented by our good friends a little more close to home at Nita Beer Company. They wanted me to mention, I'm happy to do so, this Saturday, June 16th, if you're in the Ottawa area. They are having Rock and Rail Festival. It's at 159 Colonnade Road South. It's produced by Record Runner, which is a rehearsal space company in the same kind of area as Nita Beer Company. So they've got a ton of local bands playing. Of course, Nita's pouring the beers. Lots of great food. It's a family-friendly event from noon till 11. Like I said, a couple of bands who've just finished playing Canadian Music Week. Looks like a really cool event. You can visit recordrunner.ca for more information about that or to get your tickets.
And Nita, just in there, right, prepping for the show.
Yep.
Right? They got some new seasonal stuff going on in there.
Honestly.
A triple IPA, I believe.
Yep.
So worth your time, ladies and gentlemen.
They are located. Like I said, this event is at 159 Colonnade. They are located at 190 Colonnade, so basically across the parking lot. If you want to jump in there, tell them TCA sent you. Won't get you anything for free, but just do it.
It'll get you a knowing nod and that's a wink, right, perhaps.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like I said, that will be this Saturday. But Nita also presenting our Red Blacks preview show, which will fall later this week. Excited to have AJ in studio. I know.
Awesome guest.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. So check that out. You can follow us on Twitter at TallCanAudio, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. If you want to support the show, Patreon.com/TallCanAudio. This is our first show in studio since the Stanley Cup ended. Alex Ovechkin has been on a 72-hour bender, and looks like he's having a pretty good time.
Honestly, at least a 72-hour bender.
Right. Only two men have ever won the Stanley Cup having scored more regular season goals than Alex Ovechkin before getting their first cup. You want to take a stab at it?
Brett Hull?
Brett Hull is the first one behind Ovechkin.
Okay, so there's two more in front of him who
had more regular season goals before getting their first cup.
Yikes. So we're talking about in excess of 600 goals. Yep. Guys with
one, I was pretty sure you were going to get one. I don't think you will.
Steve Yzerman?
Steve Yzerman is not one of them.
Brendan
Shanahan. But when did play for? No. But a Red Wing for a time. This is the one I didn't think you'd get. The other one I thought would be...
A Red Wing for his time when he won the cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember in the late 90s, they just piled up all the Hall of Famers they could and took a couple of runs at it.
Yeah. Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille is the guy with about 600. I think it was 620. He's got Alex Ovechkin's about 607.
So can you give me the team the other guy won it with?
Tampa.
Dave Andrechuk.
Dave Andrechuk is right, yeah. So that was the 04 Cup and the 98 Cup.
Man.
Both those guys, I think it was 620 and 633, I think, were their totals. Ovechkin was at 607.
And really, neither one of those guys are in Ovechkin's class.
Nope. They were more longevity than...
For sure. Now, you know what? Robitaille piled up some points.
Sure.
Right? But still in that freewheeling time, right? And,
yep.
And never really the dominant force or... a Hart Trophy candidate ever, either one of those guys.
No. Andrechuk, he had kind of become, you know, that was LeCavalier Richards' St. Louis team, right?
For sure.
He was kind of, Andrechuk.
He was the captain.
He was the captain, yeah. But it was kind of win it for Dave, right? He wasn't still the top producer on that team or anything.
No. 50-goal scorer with the Leafs, though, am I right? Dave Andrechuk?
I don't remember.
I believe there's only... Rick Vive
scored 50 with the Leafs.
Gary Lehman?
Yeah.
And Dave Andrechuk? Are those the only three 50-goal scorers for the Leafs?
I should know that. I don't.
Okay.
Glenn Anderson?
No. Not as a Leaf.
Yeah. Mike Gartner?
I don't think Mike Gartner ever scored 50 goals.
It's probably just those three.
Okay, Leaf fan. Way to go.
Fuck, man. Matthews will do it next year.
Or not. He's got to play more than 60 games. I think that's the deal.
Maybe he doesn't.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah.
If he's playing with Joe Thornton, perhaps.
Sure.
Or maybe John Tavares.
That's going to be our four centers. Kadri's now down at four.
Yeah. Look at you guys. One's playing starting right D as well.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. If somebody could. Slava Voynov. He's back in North America.
Of course he is.
July 1st is, I believe, the earliest he can apply for. Please forgive my wife beating ways.
And I'm sorry that's insensitive to call him Slava Voynov.
Yeah.
Okay, but the cup.
The cup.
Now, I got to tell you, it was a foregone conclusion when it happened. I think I was happy.
In what way?
Well, to me, 3-1, and I think the last show we did was 3-1, and I just thought you meant the series in general. Yeah, and I did.
Picked the other team.
I did, absolutely, I picked the other team.
Right. So it wasn't a foregone conclusion off the hop.
It was a foregone conclusion at 3-1.
Yes, it was.
And there was just there was no pulse to me in Vegas, right? And and watching that game, you just they're down 4-3 in the third, and there was just
if we tie this, I got to get on a flight to Washington to go lose there.
It seems like a pile of work. All right, no, like there was just nothing going on. And their power play couldn't get on track. They're just to me, and I think at the end. The only thing that had me pulling for Vegas was my pick.
Sure.
Right? Beyond that, the Capitals were doing everything right.
I forgot to go back and total up all our predictions from our Jill and I were long out of it. It was just down to you and Amy.
Okay. I'm surprised by that.
Well, I picked Vegas to lose all the time, and they kept winning, so that hurt me bad.
I picked the Capitals to lose all four series they were in, and of course, they won the Cup.
I believe the Caps become the first ever team to win the Cup after trailing in every series they played.
That's right.
That's something too, right? For a team that the narrative for so long has been will fold under pressure, to be trailing. Now, in most of those, three out of the four, they only trailed by one game.
Yeah, but that first one.
But, yeah.
Down 2-0, and then game three goes to overtime
double
in Columbus.
Overtime.
And then that's the flukiest Devontae Smith-Pelly.
Well, Atkinson hits the post just before that. That's the thing that people remember or forget is that Columbus comes down, hits the post, and then it goes back the other way. And it's, in off Lars Eller, I think.
What a crazy different narrative we're looking at, right?
If they go down 3-0, it's over.
It's over for sure.
Yeah.
That team is folded like a cheap suit.
Maybe looking at Pittsburgh again as your...
I think Tampa's beaten
Pittsburgh.
You're
probably right. You're probably right. Although they didn't show a whole lot of fight in their game 7 either, but
no, they did not.
But at some point,
right? And you look at what we talked about in the last show, what the Caps were able to do to Tampa in that Kucherov-Stamkos line, they blanketed them pretty good, shut that line down. At some point, you got to sort of look back and go, okay, Pittsburgh didn't do much there. Tampa didn't do much there.
Yep.
Vegas, who pretty much ran roughshod over the West. Didn't do too much. At some point, I guess we got to go, hey, you guys, not bad.
Pretty good.
Right. They're PK to me. And Holtby, while occasionally spectacular, just had to be solid.
Yep.
Right? And he was. Right? I there wasn't too much cheap shit going in there.
Sure.
And at that point, you got to go, well, okay, that guy's not going to.
Well, when the guy at the other end of the ice is posting like an 845 save percentage.
Well, 845 was what it was going into game 5. And I don't think when you allow 4 or 5 goals, it's not getting better. Right? That is. And as I said, last show, you know, tip of the cap to you prior to the Cup final.
Nobody saw him falling off that much.
No.
It was unsustainable what he was doing. But and the time off, George McPhee was interviewed before game 5. And he pointed out that his team had it was before game 5, but he said going into game 1 of the Stanley Cup, his team had played 5 games in 21 days.
Yeah. I don't care.
Well, but it has always been an interesting thing, right? Rest versus rust. And so I'm not saying that, but if you are legendarily hot, like Fleury was at that point, you don't want 9 days off.
And really, when it comes to a goalie, that's totally
right.
Legit.
That's not why they lost, but it was interesting.
That
right?
07 just, Stanley Cup, Ottawa and Anaheim,
yeah.
They both came in with like 9 and 11 days
right.
off.
But now you're even, right? Like,
yeah, I know, but and then one team comes out and smashes the other one in 5 games, and you sort of go, well, okay, well, one of us was rusty, and one of us was still hot.
Right. Vegas had beaten San Jose in 5 after
6.
Getting trounced in game 1, had several days off,
no.
Then played Winnipeg.
Yeah, no, it was the other way. Vegas trounced San Jose in game 1. They won
That's
game
right.
2, and
That's
then
right.
San Jose won 2-3 and 4. It was 2-2 that series.
Then they had several days off because Winnipeg went 7 with Nashville. Then they played Winnipeg. And finished that in 5, and then had several more days off as Washington went the distance with Tampa, and then there was still after that, like another 4 days
Did they go the distance with Pittsburgh?
No, they won that in game 6 in Pittsburgh.
Right.
That was the just fucking score.
Just fucking score. Right. Please.
No game sevens, please. So, yeah, five games in 21 days. That'll cool anybody off,
yeah,
right?
And again,
interesting. I don't think that's why they lost, but I find it interesting.
I agree when it comes to how hot a goaltender is.
Yeah.
Keep right.
Throwing me out there, man.
This is it. Just keep rolling with it, right? Yeah. I agree. But in terms of an overall general team,
yeah.
No.
But
before you go on here,
yeah.
Where I wanted to touch on that was when we talked about the Ovi Bender classic.
Hashtag Ovi Bender.
Is we talked about, right, that whole idea of his shift from watch me, guys,
yeah,
to follow me, guys, right? And that's how they win the cup. I think, you know, his actions since then, has he let anybody else touch the cup since?
I saw a great line about that on Twitter that was something along the lines of, this summer, when you get your day with the cup, it also comes with
for Ovi. Sure. This is what I'm saying is they talked about him at the – and really – and we didn't touch on it in the last show, and it sort of amazes me that could you win the cup in a better place than Vegas?
Than Vegas. Yeah. I don't want to – even if I'm Washington, I don't want to go home to win it. I want to win it here. Ted Leonsis, the Caps owner, has chartered a second plane – with everybody's friends and family and, you know, trainers and office people and whatever. They're all there. I sent you an article. I don't know if you had a chance to check it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Hackensaw.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce the name of that.
The casino and bar?
Yeah, after it was all said and done, they take the cup out of the arena. They go to this, like, fancy dinner.
Yeah, family. A subdued family dinner.
Yeah.
Who wants that shit?
Well, the thing is, in Vegas, our game ended at like, what, 8:30 or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's true. Right? So, it ended late for us, but
yeah,
early enough for them.
So they go to this dinner, and again, it's all families and staff and whatever. And then Ovi at some point stands up, grabs the cup, and goes, we got to go. And the guys go walking out down to some nightclub. Mm-hmm. I forget the fucking guy's name. There's some famous DJ that's...
EDM.
Yeah, whatever. Who's, I guess, somebody new and got them all in, and they did this club thing. And he's doing... Everyone was pretty – I got to run this by you because you'll be one of few to appreciate it. Everyone was pretty impressed with him doing keg stands out of his trophy.
Yes.
It's old news, man.
It's old news
for
sure.
People have been doing
– keg stands for forever?
Out of their trophy for a long time.
Yeah, come on, honestly. At least since 1997.
Right. Not recently.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Pants falling down. Killed around.
Looking like a fool with your pants.
Killed around my nipples while, you know, dressed properly regimental.
Nice. And so since if you're interested in such things, check out on Twitter at RMNB. Stands for Russian Machine Never Breaks. It's their fan blog for the Capitals. And all over Washington, people are running into the Capitals and the Cup at restaurants, and they're swimming in fountains naked with it.
And it's actually, they've changed it to Russian liver never breaks.
Right. Well, and so they go to the Nationals game on Saturday with it. It's an afternoon game, and it's Ovechkin, it's Backstrom.
Oshie,
and I think Holtby. I can't remember those. So they're doing this little press conference, and Nick Backstrom, like, I guess they knew about this fan blog. He goes, I know the phrase is Russian machine never breaks, but he looks at Ovi and he's like, he's breaking. He's been drunk for 3 days.
Well, and that's what somebody who'd spent years in the KHL said. He goes, you know what? That's hardcore Russian right there. They know how to party. They know how to go on a bender. And they're trained for it. They do like summer camps. And he said, this is going to go nonstop. And you know what? I don't blame him.
Oh, when you've been ripped for as long as you have.
Okay. And reading that article, and hopefully our good man over here will post that in all the usual places.
You got it.
Would you not love to just, you are legitimately on top of the hockey world, and you got the trophy. I'm reading that and I'm jealous.
Yeah. No, and
you look at that fucking
people
guy.
Are loving it, and like I said, they're taking it all over the city, and fans are you know, a part of it, and there's a million people have posted on Twitter their picture with whoever, right?
Yeah.
And the cup. Dmitry Orlov. Here's me, Dmitry Orlov, in the cup. Here's me and Holtby in the cup. Here, you're just running
Carlson
into these
in
guys
the cup.
At,
yeah.
At different bars and restaurants. And, you know, one guy posted, he's like, my parents asked me if I wanted to go out for dinner with them, and I said I was too busy. They sent me this later. Here's my dad with Ovechkin in the
doing
cup.
A, right? Doing a keg stand.
Right. Like, it's all over the city, and they're just loving it, right? And the city of Washington, for people who don't know, it's been like 40 years or...
1992 when the Redskins won.
It's less than 40, so I may have exaggerated a little.
Okay, Mark Rippon, quarterback of your Washington Redskins. That's the last time the city of Washington has won
a
major trophy.
The Wizards, the Bullets,
Redskins.
Redskins.
Now the Nationals for the last 24 years?
Yeah, that's... No, 14. They would have moved in 04. Not 94.
Sorry, I was thinking 94 when they
should have
when the strike year shortened the season. That was the end of the Expos.
It basically was.
Sorry, 10 years later, ladies and gentlemen, there was actually a decade more of baseball.
Yeah. So they haven't won shit, and then the Capitals themselves across the hockey world were this, you know,
laughing stocks.
Well, yeah, I guess right.
Okay, and you know what? Clearly, somebody in local radio here listens to this podcast.
They should.
Their poll today was, who is now the best hockey player to not have won?
It's been done.
Honestly, we did that a week ago. And now, to me, they're confusing it. And I think a lot of people are. It's not who is the best player. Like, people are saying, well, Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but.
Connor McDavid.
Right. Austin Matthews.
Right. Sure.
Jack Eichel.
Right.
Wait, no.
He's never going to get one.
Yeah, forget it.
Get
he's not
Buffalo
even.
Okay. He'll be on the
Thornton
tour.
To me, it's who is the marquee player on a dominant team.
Yeah.
That is not McDavid at this point.
No.
That is not Matthews at this point.
No.
That is not Karlsson at this point. We are talking about, as we touched on before, to me, it's Stamkos.
It's Thornton.
It's Thornton. Right, it's. I don't want to hear about.
Claude Giroux. Are there any Blues who've been around long enough? Right.
Yeah, and I don't think so.
Could be your. You know, Bomeister would be
the
only one.
See, yeah, and to me, he's a Panther for so long, right?
A Flame.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, I know he was. I'm just like, yeah, wow.
A forgotten
chapter. Yeah, for sure. And how does that even happen?
Yeah.
But like a really good defenseman. But to me,
yeah,
he's not in that range.
Remember how long, like, he was kind of the, how long it took Olli Jokinen, or no, it was Bomeister, just to make the playoffs, let alone win a fucking.
The two of them are Pantero's teammates,
yes,
right? And you
sort
of go, you suck together.
We all suck together. Check out your Blue Rodeo.
And I'm glad you went in that direction with it.
We all suck
together. Awesome. Some vigorous 69 going on there. Olli Jokinen and Jim Bomeister.
Yikes.
It's gross, man. What kind of show are you running here?
Hate mail at Talkin Audio. Let us know.
Yes. Sorry, J-Bo. Loved you as a world junior. Honestly, I did.
Yeah. This is always has stuck with me before the 2010 Olympics. They always do those, like, I don't know. I guess they're kind of after the fact, behind the scenes on picking Team Canada before an Olympics, right? And they talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's one where they're showing, they're talking about Bomeister, Phaneuf. And I don't know if Iginla would have still been in Calgary. He probably would have been. And they're talking about, what is it going to be a rift when we tell Iginla that he's going and neither of the other two guys are going to be a part of Team Canada? And I think they've long since dismissed Phaneuf. It's Bomeister that's still on the – and there's a thing of Babcock in his typical voice. Like, Bo's just going to have to be a man. Just be a man, Bo. Right? Like, Bo's not even there. But he's talking about Bo's just going to have to be a man.
Bo don't know how to be a man.
Bo still never made the playoffs. I'm with you. Don't pick him.
Yeah, exactly. I got to cave under the pressure.
Right. So,
Bo.
So who did the radio audience think was
Thornton, like at 85%, yeah. And there was eight guys listed, I think.
Yeah, that's the only one that.
And to me, now if he's going to have Kovalchuk on the power play with him this year
in Toronto.
Okay. That's the answer to everything.
For sure it is.
Whoever it is in Toronto.
Someone posted on Twitter earlier this week and said, look at how much fun these guys are having. If Toronto wins it next year, look at our guys. Mitch Marner can't lift the fucking thing. No one's going to – I commented underneath.
Mitch Marner weighs as much as the Stanley right. Cup.
I commented underneath. Oh, Drew Doughty will be taking care of that for us. Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have them
He'll
all.
He'll be hoisting Marner and the Cup together.
Oh, that's going to be an adorable thing.
Yeah, for sure it will. A couple of London Hold guys, are they kid. Not? Is
yeah,
this not
exactly.
a –
That's right.
A couple of Knight alum.
Yeah, no, it's true. So,
hey, did you see Bodog has released its odds for the 20?
I'm glad you brought this up because that was next for me as well. Were you surprised how high Vegas was at number four? And well, really, it's tied for second.
Well, okay, there was five teams, I think, at 10-1. Was there not? Okay.
But ahead of that, the top three were tied, and they had Boston, Toronto, Tampa.
And Tampa.
Now, Toronto.
So I thought Toronto was back with Vegas. At 10-1.
No, they were tied with the first two. But my understanding
That's
is...
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. It is. My understanding, though, is that this isn't necessarily Vegas's honest assessment of the talent as much as Toronto, you can sucker into... People could all, ooh, and take that, right? Like,
okay.
People get excited in Toronto and you can get them to,
right. and,
to
and,
bet.
And okay. But for me, there's a great chance... Toronto makes it to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah.
There's also a solid chance that Vegas doesn't make the playoffs next year.
Right. And Vegas was in that next group behind Toronto, Boston, Tampa. Like, I think it's awfully... Now, maybe there's a little bit of the same, right? The casinos playing the excitement in Vegas right now. Get a bunch of people to lock in and put some money in. I don't think Vegas is making the cup again next year.
No.
But I don't think they were winning any series this year. So
no. And
don't bank on me, folks.
And the flip side of that is, and you knew this is where I was going, was in last place,
yep.
The highest odds to win the Stanley Cup at 100-1.
Stop. I just want people to, while they're listening, lock in their own.
Lock in your picks at home, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos, right? Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Your Ottawa Senators.
Dead last. And I wouldn't have picked that either.
Who with any kind of knowledge is picking Vancouver to finish in front of anybody else?
Yeah. That was it was Vancouver, Ottawa, Detroit, I think were the bottom three.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Arizona was just above that. Like, based on what?
You suck.
I don't know.
You suck if Arizona's four spots in front of you.
Yeah, I didn't get that either because next year is an even number or an odd number year, which means Anderson's going to be good again.
And we'll see. To me, Ottawa could, and we'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks. Honestly, it's going to be an interesting. We'll check back with you on the 7th of July,
yeah.
Maybe the 2nd, perhaps. I think there's going to be a huge shift in what this team looks like, but they could roll out this same team next year. And finish ahead of the Canucks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't even give me that shit.
Well, and the Habs and the Wings and the, like, they might, I don't got Ottawa making the playoffs next year, although it's early, right? But I don't got them finishing dead last in the league.
No, that's, to me, that's very intriguing.
Provocative.
I'd almost be willing to throw $20 down on that.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong guy because... I don't want to pick them to finish last either. Seems like a forfeited $20. So
yeah, no, and it's like anybody who was going to put money down on a 400-1 Vegas.
Did you hear what was going on with that? According to Elliot Friedman of 31 Thoughts, I don't remember if it was the column or the podcast, said that if you put money down like $50 or whatever it was, you were in line going into the Cup final to possibly win $50,000. And the casinos were phoning people and said, what if we gave you 10 right now?
Oh.
Like
yeah.
To,
no, I see. Entering the Cup Final, I'm not taking it.
Hindsight being what it is. Yeah, you wish you would have.
Yeah,
right? But I'm with you. I've already let it ride this long. And
they, to me, they looked, they were at least a 50-50 in that
well,
final.
The way they took it, a really fucking good Winnipeg team, seemingly fairly easily.
To the woodshed.
Yeah. I'm not taking that.
No, this is what I'm saying is
I'm calling after game two going,
hey, any chance? I'll take five.
I get five? Yeah, exactly.
What are you saying? You saying I still got a shot?
Calling after game four, I'd just take my money back.
Yeah, can I get $20? $20. Come on.
But it's interesting, right? You let it ride thinking, and only a lunatic with too much money was ever taking that bet or whatever. But you ride it that long, maybe it is worth it to just go, you've scared them enough. And
well, there's a bunch of degenerates, right, out there. Who are out there just going, I got money. I'm throwing it down a bunch of different places.
I remember a friend of my dad's when I was really young.
Degenerate.
I said something really stupid. Go figure. And it was something about, it was like a 10,000 to one shot. And he looked at me square in the eye after 18 beers and said, if anyone ever gives you 10,000 to one on anything, you take it. I've never forgotten that.
Okay.
No one's ever offered me that.
I was just going to say.
But if someone had said to me 10,000 to one on Vegas going into last season, I had a buck on the line for 10 grand. Yeah, why the hell wouldn't you take it, right? Like, do you want to go to baseball?
Yeah, let's touch on the Jays.
We haven't talked Jays in a while. They have swept the Trash Birds out of Baltimore and are still five games under 500.
If any of you Jays fans out there,
all seven of you that are left.
Yeah. Who felt like you were in the dark ages and it was bleak times. You need only look across the diamond this past weekend at the trash that is the Baltimore Orioles.
Merciless beatdown.
19-51 or whatever their record is. They're on pace to lose in excess of 114 games.
I'm so excited. I hate Baltimore so much.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, any division rivals you want to see do, you know, poorly.
I've been talking to our boy Matty Lang about seeing a Jays game in August. They're honoring the back-to-back World Series winners. It's 25th anniversary.
Sure. Why not?
Last time it was fun, right? So it's a Saturday game. It's afternoon. They're going to have this big celebration. Well, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Who are they playing?
Tampa.
Okay, but Tampa's good. Tampa's a good opponent. If we're watching them in Toronto, Tampa is not a good opponent if we're playing at Tropicana.
Don't you want, like, part of maybe interleague, get Philly or Atlanta in here?
I hate interleague. I don't want to see Atlanta.
Get Oakland in here.
I don't want to see Atlanta. Play. Minnesota, Chicago.
Like, somebody who, fuck off with Tampa, right? Like, you remember back in December, I talked about this on the show. You probably didn't give a shit. The Leafs were doing their centennial thing, and they were having a 2 p.m. game because that's when the Toronto Arenas played their first game to mark the start of the franchise, and they brought in Carolina. And you're like, could you get the fuck out of here and at least offer us an original six, another Canadian team, something. Carolina, get the fuck out of here.
Carolina, that's a team that's prime for relocation. Or contraction.
Into Canada. So maybe that's what they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Future.
Foreshadowing the Quebec Hurricanes.
As Quebec is known for.
Yes.
Les Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Could be, man.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Randall Grichuk is back and batting like
500 in the four-game series here.
And before he got hurt, he was batting like 182 or something.
Okay, well, Russ Martin's looking up at that.
Fuck, Russ Martin. So in that Sunday game,
Russ calls a good game.
That 13-3 game, Russ Martin was the only guy not to get a hit. Like, does that happen?
How do you put up 19 hits and you don't get one?
Yeah.
Like I call a good game, chump. That's
Diaz
it.
Diaz getting 3-for-6 or whatever.
Yeah, but Diaz, that dude is intriguing.
Solarte's been
he's cooled a bit from his from his dancing days.
He was gonna.
Yeah, well, for sure, right? You know, there's only so much samba action one man can get a hold of before my quads wear out.
Okay,
it's a lot of ass shaking. Just for the record.
Let's let that sit. I think
samba, the dance of Brazil.
I understand.
Man. Okay,
that one man can do before your quad was the part that caught me.
Come on, man. You love it. You're made for the samba.
It's true, man. I think at this point, you know, you said to me on Saturday, and I didn't know any better, so I went along with you, that if they had swept the series with Baltimore, they'd be one game under 500. And I kind of, oh, it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. I looked at it today.
Yeah.
And I think we're four games under.
Yeah. It's the thing. What was it now? So the Blue Jays are 5-15 against New York and Boston.
Yeah.
And now 24-21 against everybody else.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything?
No.
You got 12 games left against Baltimore after the All-Star break.
That's what somebody said. You have 97 games left in the season, but only 14 against Baltimore. So,
how many against New York? How many against Boston?
Well,
right?
That still would only put them on pace for
88 wins. Is not
so
be close
coming
to,
in. I read a stat today saying in the next 27 games, only 7 of those games are against teams with sub 500 records.
Oh no!
That's they're playing the Tigers and the Mets. The rest of them are against Houston, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, and the Braves.
We'll be out of it by Canada.
But this is what I'm saying is you come off this four-game thing and you're like, yeah, baby, look at us.
Off to Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Or off to Boston or wherever it is this week.
Yeah. Well, and Tampa has a 31. I think they may have an identical record, or they're 30-34,
yeah,
whatever. They're close to us.
Yeah.
Get close. Yeah, come on, right close, like lovers do.
Nice.
But yeah, do not be fooled by a four-game sweep of the shitty O's. And like really, this is a team that
eat your shitty O's.
Yeah, this is a team that is gonna trade Machado. You know that's gonna be.
Yep.
That's gonna happen. How much more dog shit are you gonna be post that? And what happened to Trumbo? Home run king from a couple years ago.
Sculp, Jones, Davis. Like, they're not the same team they were.
Okay, but they weren't even good when they were. They were like a beer league team. They were swatting the ball all over the place, but they couldn't feel worse shit, and they could barely pitch.
Yeah. Zach Britton to close out a game if you somehow got to the ninth with a lead. They didn't have much, man. And back in 2016, when we played them in that wild card game, it was home runs and an okay bullpen. That was it. And somehow they managed to cobble it together.
Which is kind of how we
familiar,
did it.
Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, this is it.
What do you think? Are the Blue Jays going to tear this down?
I don't know if you tear it down, but if you can, you look at Estrada
gone.
And Donaldson.
Oh, okay.
Gone.
Do you know J.P. Morosi?
I do not.
Okay. Of Fox Sports and Yahoo Sports, MLB Network. He's all over the place. One of the probably second-tier insiders behind Rosenthal's. He said on Primetime Sports last week, he thinks right now, if you had to do it today, the Blue Jays would get more for Solarte than Donaldson. That's where Donaldson's injuries, how poorly he's played, what's up with the shoulder, how badly he's hurt his own value.
For sure. He's hurting both his trade value and his re-sign.
Now, maybe if he stays past the deadline and puts together an okay second half, he can salvage some of his free agency. But in terms of trade value right now, he said you'll get more for Solarte. He can play more positions. He's shown he's healthy. A manager at least wants to know the guy that you've given me can at least play. That's fucking damning. Behind, like, you brought in Solarte as kind of this utility infielder.
Yeah.
He's had a pretty good,
I want to dance with Solarte.
Feel the heat with Solarte, man. Solarte who loves me.
With Solarte who loves me. Solarte who.
I wonder what that means, man. Donaldson injured again, right? Like, when is he coming back? They say maybe by the end of the week. Can he have a good 3 weeks leading up to the All-Star game and to get people interested again? And
well, they're saying,
but I don't think you're getting shit for him.
They're saying a couple days. He's not playing in the next couple.
And Vlad Jr. got hurt.
Yeah, well, reaching for a mustard.
Been there.
Yeah. Oh, strained oblique.
Oh, it's bleak.
Not really.
Yeah, I think
my minor league cash and head back to the Dominican or
wherever I'm from.
Wherever I'm from.
Montreal.
Some fat AAA cash.
Sweet. You got to get out of AA first.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Or do you? I'd rather probably stay in Manchester, New Hampshire than go to Buffalo.
I doubt it.
I just think this whole thing about, you know, Hap is probably going to be the guy who goes. He's having a great, you know, he's doing his thing. Estrada's been inconsistent. You're probably going to hold on to Stroman and Sanchez just because you did try and move them. Yeah, and you would be trading wicked low, right? Like,
yep.
See if they can get things under control. You know, I don't know what people are going to – maybe someone will take Solarte. Maybe someone would take Granderson. He's been – bad since, like, he had a great April and he's batted 192 since then.
Had 6 RBIs the other night.
Yep. Thank you, Trash Birds.
Yep.
I think you may not see as much action at the deadline for the Jays as we had initially thought, just because there's so many guys at such a low.
Well, see, and point. I like Diaz.
Yeah.
And I've been bullish since the end of last season on Hernandez.
Yep. Yeah, he's young. He's sticking around.
I'm just saying. And if you could, you're stuck with Tulowitzki. I don't know if we're ever going to see him again. Maybe he could end up on Robida Island. I have no idea.
Come back, Lou.
It's got to be somewhere close.
Yeah, for right? sure. somewhere out in the middle of Toronto Harbor.
Just past Billy Bishop, I think, somewhere yeah, out there, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So, yeah, maybe he could end up there. I have no idea. But yeah, you gotta, yeah, start jettisoning.
It's weird, man.
Whatever you can, right?
Yeah.
Like pitching cheap IKEA furniture off of your balcony on moving day.
Sorry, Ethel, down in the parking lot.
Oh, I got enough to get that ottoman clear of the parking lot. I know I do.
I know you're wrong.
Maybe I don't.
Can I get this beer bottle through the back of my own truck window?
Oh, yes, I can. I'm going to take a good run at it, too. Move the couch. Move the couch. I can make it across.
Our next show is our Red Blacks season preview show with the voice of the Red Blacks, AJ Jakubek. That show is presented by Need a Beer. Visit them at needabeer.com. Give them a follow on Twitter at needabeerco. Like I said, Rock and Rail this Saturday, June 16th at 159 Colonnade Road with Record Runner Rehearsal Spaces. So great beer. It's a family event. It sounds weird together, but it is. Great food, great local music. Visit recordrunner.ca for more information or tickets. And we will be back, like I said, later this week with the CFL preview show, man. I'm looking forward to it.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.